Welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Hello there, my friend. Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach Podcast. I am your host, Kendra Perry, online business mentor for health and wellness coaches. And hopefully, we're friends too. Now, if this is your first episode, I know we're not friends yet, but I'm hoping we can become friends because, you know, I think I'm cool and you're probably pretty cool too. And I think two cool people should hang out and be friends, right? Anyways, I digress. Let's dive into today's episode, which is all about awareness levels. Okay, you may have never heard this term before, but it's very important because if you are not targeting a human with the proper awareness level, then you might not be able to get them as a client. Because the truth is, people need to want you to help them. Okay, there's a big difference between people needing our help and people wanting our help. Let's be honest, everyone needs our help, right? Because people are so sick these days, they have so many health issues, and they definitely need your help. But that doesn't mean that they want your help. And that usually comes down to their awareness level around their problem. So let's talk about the four different awareness levels. Those are unaware, problem aware, solution aware, and product aware. So there's four. Let's start with unaware. Unaware refers to someone having zero awareness that they have a problem. So maybe they have a problem, but they don't know that they have it. Okay, so they're completely unaware. Next is problem aware. So they're aware there's a problem. They may not know exactly what the problem is, but they at least think they know what it is, but they don't know what the solution is, and they don't know what product could possibly help them. Next is solution aware. This person knows they have a problem. They are aware of the solution, but something is preventing them from accessing that solution, whether it's mindset blocks or maybe like something like a physical location or a monetary thing, something like that. And then finally is product aware. So this person knows they have a problem. They know what the solution is and they are aware of what product could help them. They just haven't taken that leap. A big problem that a lot of coaches make is they are going for people who are unaware of the problem. And this happens when we try to message using the root cause of the condition or symptom rather than the condition or the symptom. So I see a lot of coaches out there who are niching in blood sugar imbalance. They're like, I will help you balance your blood sugar. That is a root cause, right? That is a root cause of possibly fatigue or weight issues, but it's not the problem that people are identifying with. So they would be totally unaware that they have blood sugar issues, but they know that they have a weight problem or they have an energy problem. So when you're out there saying, hey, I help you solve your blood sugar problem, they're just glazing by you because they're like, yep, looking for a weight loss coach or yep, looking for an energy coach. Other examples of this would be things like leaky gut, inflammation, or even trauma. This is a big thing. I help you solve your trauma. Great. We all have trauma that needs solving, but most people are completely unaware that they have trauma. Think about that. So what we want to do here is we actually want to solve the problem that they are experiencing and aware of that is caused by the root cause. So if the root cause is leaky gut, then probably what is going on is something like IBS or diarrhea or constipation, right? If the root cause is inflammation, then pain or maybe weight is probably the symptom that they're experiencing and they're focused on solving. Trauma, well, it might be anxiety. It might be toxic relationships. It might be being very reactive, having meltdowns. Like we really want to think about what is the problem that they're actually aware of. Because again, if we go for those root causes, because they don't have the training that we do in alternative and like whole body health and wellness, then they're not going to get it, right? We cannot tell people we're going to help them solve a problem that they are completely unaware that they have. So this is really, really important. Another example of this would be solving chronic disease, right? This is another niche that I see a lot of coaches using, chronic disease. Well, what is chronic disease? It's a whole host of different conditions with a whole host of symptom presentations, right? It also might not be something that people actually identify with, right? Some people are like, yeah, like I have celiac, but they don't think that's a chronic illness. Or they have chronic fatigue, but they're not aware it's a chronic illness. So again, we have to go for that symptom, the thing that they are actually aware that they have. One more example would be to prevent future illness. I see a lot of people say, hey, I'm going to help you optimize your health to prevent future illness. Preventing future illness isn't really a problem. We would love people to take action to prevent future illness, but most people are not going to do that, right? People don't want to pay unless they are in deep suffering and in deep pain. And it's unfortunate, but that's just kind of human nature. It's not until there's a big friggin' problem that people are actually willing to take action and invest and make a change. So we cannot help people who are unaware of the problem, right? Especially with health and wellness. We can try to show them that, hey, you actually have a problem, but that's going to be really tricky. This episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast is brought to you by my mini training, Niche Like a Boss. I know that choosing a niche and determining who your ideal client is something you probably are thinking of doing or maybe know you need to be doing, but you are confused, you don't really understand it. You're thinking, well, do I actually need to niche? Is this important to me? And if you do think it's important, maybe you're like, well, I don't know if my niche is any good and I'm still confused about this whole niching thing. So this is the last niche training that you are ever going to have to take because I've put everything you need to know about choosing a niche that is not only profitable, but is incredibly aligned and is going to help you attract clients. What a lot of people don't know is a confusing, unclear, and non-concise, I don't know if that's a word, but non-concise niche is the main reason why people aren't making any headway in their business. It really truly is the foundation of any successful business. So if the niche is off, you are gonna struggle to make sales, to attract clients, to create content. Everything is just gonna be a lot harder and it's gonna take you like 20 times as long to do. So inside Niche Like a Boss, I will teach you my 5-step process for choosing a niche. I'm gonna teach you how to define your ideal client and get to know them intimately. Plus, I'm gonna teach you how to do one of the most important activities that all of us need to be doing when we are new in business, yet most people aren't doing it because they've never even heard of it. So all of this is inside Niche Like a Boss, and you can get that by going to the show notes of this episode. That link will be there, and I hope you enjoy the training. So we want to go for people who are problem aware, right? People who know they have a problem. They're like, I have acne. It's a problem. I have postpartum depression. It's a problem. I'm going through menopausal hell. It's a problem, right? I am shitting my pants every day. It's a problem, right? Those are the people who we want to target, right? Because they are aware that they have a problem, and only people who are aware that they have a problem are going to want to solve a problem. So I want you to take a really deep look at your niche statement and determine, is this person aware of their problem? Because if you're going for one of those root cause issues, they're not aware. So problem aware is a really good place to start, right? Because problem aware means that they know there's a problem, but at this point, they just don't know what the solution could possibly be, and they don't know what the product that could help them is. But they might think they know what a solution is, but it might be the wrong solution. So there might be that going on. For example, maybe they have anxiety and they think the solution is anti-anxiety meds, right? So they're pursuing that as a solution. But of course, you know, and I'm sure it works for someone, but maybe for this person, it doesn't work. The point of the awareness levels is we really want to move people along the awareness ladder, right? So once we attract them, we're like, okay, I help you solve this problem. And they're like, yes, I have that problem. Maybe this person can help me. So maybe they start following you on Instagram. They subscribe to your podcast, your YouTube channel, whatever. They start kind of like checking you out. Okay. So your goal with your content is to move them from I have a problem to I think I know what my solution is. And they might even come to you generally knowing what the solution is. And that might be, okay, I know I have a problem. And I know that the solution is somewhere in the natural health realm. So your people might be coming to you like, okay, so I've gone to the doctor, I'm not getting any help, or I've tried these prescriptions, it's not working. So I want to pursue natural health. And I kind of think my solution is somewhere in that natural health realm, but I just don't know like what it actually is, or I don't know what product could actually help, right? So you might have one of two people kind of coming to, right? People who are like, I know I have a problem, I have no idea what the solution could be. Or the second person where I have a problem and I have a vague idea that the solution lies in this realm, I'm just not sure, right? So the next step in moving them along the ladder with your content is to bring, make them product aware of your product, aware of your signature program, aware of whatever it is that you sell that can get them the solution, right? So we do this by, you know, attracting them based on the problem, right? We're out there talking about the problem, giving value around the problem, connecting with the problem, attracting people into the world. So they're like, I have this problem. This coach helps me with this problem. I'm going to start following them. We start to make them solution aware by saying, hey, this is why what you've done in the past hasn't worked. This is why these meds haven't worked. This is why this diet didn't work. This is why this exercise regimen did not work. And this is what can work. Natural health, paleo, eating whole foods, sleeping, like all the things that you teach. And then obviously telling them on a regular basis about the product that you offer. This is my program. This is my program. This is how you sign up for a program. A little bit about my program, right? Don't be afraid to sell, right? We want to be telling people regularly about our program. That doesn't mean we dedicate all of our posts to talking about our program, but we want to be mentioning it constantly in almost all of our posts. I'm teaching about sleep today. Sleep actually comes from my program. It's step 5 of my method, so that people always know that there is a product, because we want to move them to that product aware space where essentially where they're sitting is they know they have a problem, they know what the general solution is, they are aware of your product, and then obviously the next step is to get them on that sales call. But it all starts with making sure that we are targeting people who actually want our help, because again, if they're unaware, they don't want your help because they're in a place of ignorance, right? They don't even know. So I really want you to think about that. Go audit your niche statement and make sure that you are targeting someone who is very aware of the problem of which you claim to solve. All right, I hope this was helpful. If you loved this episode and you are currently listening on your smartphone, take a screenshot, share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Kendra Perry Inc., at Kendra Perry INC., and tell me your biggest take homes and I will get a little notification and then I can thank you personally and meet you and say hello, because I love to chat with you in Instagram DM. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode. So just go hit that little subscription button so that you get notified every time we release a new episode. And that's all I got for you. So I hope you enjoyed everything we talked about today. Awareness, very important. Keep it top of mind. And I will see you next Monday. Same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.